Nose goes. It's April 8th, 2024. I'm Curb, Kim, and the frog of the week is the tapir frog. This frog is native to the basin of the Putumayo River in Peru. It has reddish-brown skin, sometimes with yellow or orange spots. It also has an extended nose, resembling that of a tapir, hence the name. For those unfamiliar, the tapir is an herbivorous mammal, similar in shape to a pig, but with a short, prehensile trunk. Think an elephant's trunk, but a lot shorter. That's the schnoz in question. The tapir frog was first described by scientists in 2022, so there is still much we don't know about this species. But we do know that it eats a wide range of plants, including leaves, grasses, That's the tapir, the mammal. It's no skin off my nose what they eat. This frog is fossorial, meaning it lives in burrows. This is part of why it has been so hard to study. It was keeping its nose clean underground. But scientists believe it is nocturnal, because it has been observed to call at night. The tapir frog gives birth to a single young called a calf. After a gestation period of about 13... Wait, no, sorry. I confused it with the mammal again. Strike that. Reproductive activity of the tapir frog hasn't been observed yet. Serves us right for being nosy. I like this frog because you might say it has a nose for evading human research. And that's the frog of the week. Thank you to Amelia for suggesting the tapir frog. In addition, I'd like to wish the rest of the Frog Pod crew a happy anniversary. It's been a joy making this show with you for 3 years. If you'd like to stick your nose in our business, you can find us at frogpod.online or on Tumblr or Blue Sky. Links are in the show notes. Thanks for joining us. See you next week.